This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have talked just today and also a bunch of times the past 3.5 weeks about Russian resources, wheats and grains and oils, crude oil and gas. Now, steel. Russia is the third largest steel exporter in the world, which is why it matters that the European Union has banned imports of Russian steel. Marketplace's Andy Euler's on that one.
Steel has been a hot-button issue in trade policy since, well...
It's really just been an industry that's been very active in the trade policy space forever.
That's Lydia Cox. She studies trade policy and economics at Harvard. She says baked into this ban on Russian steel is an increase in the amount of steel the EU will allow its members to import from other countries.
So in a way, they're trying to kind of just reallocate where they're buying their steel from, but not necessarily reduce the amount of steel they're importing.
But sourcing that steel from elsewhere could be easier said than done. Russia is a big player in the global market for specific kinds of steel that can be further refined. And a lot of that steel goes to the EU. Milan Wu is head of steel research at Wood Mackenzie. She says countries that import from Russia will be competing to make up for that lost steel.
The supply will be tighter, more people were looking for it, and also the logistics has been disrupted. And, you know, putting tighter supply and higher demand, you get higher price.
Now, lately, when we've talked about steel prices rising, it's because a country's imposing tariffs to protect their domestic steelmakers from being undercut by cheaper imports. This is different. Chad Bown is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
With a higher tariff, if you desperately need the product, you can just pay a little bit more for it. You know, it's just a tax. But with a ban, if you suddenly can't get it at all, then you can be stuck.
By disengaging from Russia, the EU is giving up leverage over one aspect of the country's steel industry that concerns European countries, its carbon footprint. Steelmaking accounts for between 7 and 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. Some say the quickest way to decarbonize is to stop making steel the way it's traditionally been done, from iron ore, which is the main way the Russians do it. Daniel Cooper teaches mechanical engineering at the University of Michigan.
That's the dirty stuff. Digging stuff out of the ground and making that into steel is the dirty part of the industry.
EU officials had hoped to persuade Russia to clean things up. But Morgan Bazilian, director of the Payne Institute for Public Policy at the Colorado School of Mines, says now that's taking a back seat.
Will we get that kind of attention and prioritization to focus on these hard to decarbonize sectors like steel right now? No, we will not. It has fallen off of the priority list, at least in the short term.
Industrialized countries may not actually need to import Russian steel. One industry analyst says by investing more in recycling, they could supply 80% of their own needs by 2050. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.